Welcome to another episode of the 99 Seconds Career Podcast. My name is Jürgen Schmid. I am career mentor and coach, consultant, teacher and speaker. Here, we will bring up all kinds of career aspects in a way you have maybe never heard before. I like you to have an awesome career. Therefore, I give you something money cannot buy: sharing, experience and insight. All this every other week in 99 Seconds. As a speaker and teacher, I get invited to talk about career aspects in schools and universities. My career clinic sessions currently focus on the hiring process, creation of resumes, and everything around a job interview. I'm always amazed about how much and what the students think about the practical side of finding a job. We also like to talk about their ideas or plans about what they wish to become. Some of them have developed a rather clear view on their professional journey, others simply don't know yet. Both of it is fine, we all approach life in different ways, I think. For those who do not know, I want to give you some thoughts about how to maybe find out. And those who do know, I want to challenge you a little bit. Let's get into the 99 seconds and see how young people can find out what to do after school or university. After all, no matter how old we are, we have to deal with the three biggest questions of our lives: where to live, with whom we live, and what to do for a living. Especially if you leave the cozy nest of your family to start your own life after school or university, these questions are imminent and you need to find answers to them, very likely for the first time in your life. What a challenge! A simple answer is to do what your parents suggest. They love you. They know you since day one. They want only the very best for you, and they have a much greater life experience. A 2021 study examined the extent of parental influence on education and career choices for currently employed Gen X, Millennial, and Gen Z individuals. And this influence is profound. 65% of respondents today work in the field their parents wanted for them. And for the others, it was difficult to decide against their parents' wish. What the study did not evaluate was if those who followed their parents' advice were more or less happy in their job than the others. Because this is what is important at the end. If you spend hours, days, and years working more than a third of your adult lifetime, you better like what you do. What motivated young Walt Disney, the later co-founder of Walt Disney Productions, to become a newspaper editor? We don't know. Apparently, the world-famous animator and producer Walt Disney himself experienced rejection as he was fired from being a newspaper editor because he lacked imagination and had no good ideas. The man who brought us Mickey Mouse and the gang lacked imagination? I can't picture this. So what to do? Follow your heart or your head? Pursue what you love or earning a secure living? No matter which direction you want to go, finding out what career path to pursue can be a challenging decision. Here are some steps and considerations to help you discover what you might want to become. Start by understanding yourself. What are your interests, passions, and values? Consider what activities make you excited and fulfilled. Remember what you loved when you were much younger. Identify your strengths and skills. What are you naturally good at? What subjects or tasks come easily to you? These can be clues to potential career options. Try new things and explore different ideas of interest. Join clubs, take courses, or participate in internships to gain exposure to various fields. Experiment. Connect with professionals in fields you're interested in. Ask them about their careers, the pros and the cons, and how they got started. Networking can provide valuable insights. Consider taking career assessment tests or working with a career mentor or coach. They can help you identify potential career paths based on your personality, interests, and skills. Define your short-term and long-term goals. What do you want to achieve in the next few years, and where do you see yourself in a decade or more? Goals can help guide your career choices. Research the educational requirements for your desired careers. Some paths might require specific degrees or certifications. Don't be afraid to try different internships, volunteer opportunities, or part-time jobs in fields that interest you. This gives you first-hand experience and narrows down your options. Think about the lifestyle you want to lead and how it aligns with your values. Some careers might offer more flexibility, while others may require more structured routines. Be realistic about the financial aspects of your career choice. Research potential salaries and job stability in your desired field. Consider the current and future job market trends. Some industries might be growing, while others are shrinking. Understanding today's job market can help you make informed decisions. Keep in mind that your career path may not be linear. Be open to change and adaptability. It's okay to pivot if you discover a new passion or opportunity. Keep in mind, the world of work is changing rapidly. New jobs are emerging and others disappearing. Find a mentor or role model in your chosen field. They can provide guidance, advice, and support as you navigate your career journey. Stay curious and committed to lifelong learning. The job market evolves, so staying up to date with new skills and knowledge is crucial. Remember that it's okay to make mistakes and change your mind. Your career path may not be a straight line, and it is normal to explore different options before finding the right fit. Finding your career may take time. Don't rush the decision-making process and be prepared for some trial and error along the way. Ask for feedback from trusted friends, families, and mentors. They can offer insights and perspectives you might not have considered. Ultimately, finding out what to become is a personal journey that requires self-reflection, research, and a willingness to explore different opportunities. It's important to make decisions that align with your interests, values, and goals, and to be open to adapting and evolving as you gain more experience and insight into your chosen path. Remember that it is okay to change your mind and explore different paths. Be open to the journey and willing to adapt as you learn more about yourself and the opportunities that will come your way. This was in 99 seconds what you could do to get closer to find out what to do after school or university. Hope you enjoyed listening and will tune in for our next episode in 2 weeks. We will then look into something a lot of employed people ask themselves. Do I have a good boss? In the meantime, should you have any remarks, please let me know and maybe leave me a comment. I recently have published my first book, Ask, How Today's Job Seekers Boost Success by Asking New Interview Questions, on Amazon as paperback and ebook, which was inspired by a previous episode of the 99 Seconds Career Podcast. If you like my approach towards career and professional development and want to get some more personalized guidance, please reach out. I am career coach and mentor and would love to hear from you, whether you live around the corner or on the other side of the world. Simply go to www.99scp.com, SCP like Seconds Career Podcast. Also, please do not forget to press follow. And if you see a bell or heart icon to be notified when new episodes are coming out, please press that too, so you will never miss a new one. This was another episode of the 99 Seconds Career Podcast. Thank you for listening and thinking along. I wish you success for the path you're following or creating. My name is Jürgen Schmid, and until next time, be the difference. Remain curious and shine.